Welcome. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy CD, Chloe's dad, and I am bringing you a very special solo dolo episode tonight of the Undergated podcast, brought to you guys by the Undergated Network, where we talk Gundams, Gunpla, anime, manga, sports, books, movies, and everything else in between. I think this is my first solo episode. Coop's done one or two, Austin's done one, and now it is my time to hold you guys down on this Wednesday, because the pod must go on. The pod must go on. We want to continue to bring you guys something every Wednesday. Try to be every Wednesday like we were. But we want to give you something to listen to on your way to work, on your way home from work, on your lunch break, while you do work, while you build, while you hang out with your friends. We want to give you guys something to get through the hardship in the day. I know you guys look forward to this, so we want to bring you guys something. So like I said, I'm here to give you guys a solo dolo episode of your favorite podcast with one of your favorite hosts, CD. So before we get started, before we get too far into the show, I do want to talk about what we talked about last week. It was another episode with just me and Coop. Austin is still on PTO. He is actually moving into his new place today. So sending good energy into Austin as he's moving to his new place. Let's start him off with some good juju. And our dog, our lovely dog Coop, is just not feeling too well. He's down, resting up. So send some good juju his way as well. And hang out with me for the next hour or so as we just kind of do our usual thing here at the Undergated Podcast. So before we get into it, like I said, last week it was me and Coop. We talked about Plamo 2025, what we're excited about, what we're looking forward to doing, hanging out with everyone who we're looking forward to see. So if you missed last week's episode, make sure you go check it out. Here is a clip from that right now.
Healthy, good content when it comes to Gundam and being a part of the community, man. Like, if this isn't being part of the community, I don't know what is.
Right.
You know, just being around like-minded people and giving back to the community and, you know, taking that time out of, like, this isn't local. You know, no offense to the people that deal with ODO or anything like that, but this isn't local. This is like 1,000 miles away from CD's home. Coming out here just to chill.
All right, and that was last week's episode. Like I said, me and Coop sat down and talked about all the excitement and build up to Plamo 2025. And that is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, September 20th at the Barber in Birmingham, Alabama Museum. Be there, be square. It's going to be a show. A lot of people are flying in from all across the country, driving up, carpooling in. If you are a model builder, a sci-fi builder, come and put something on the table. It is also an expo too, so you don't have to even compete. If you just want to come rub elbows and have something on display, you can also do that as well. It is going to be a time. I will be there, Coop will be there, and a whole bunch of other amazing builders are coming down to this event. Brought to you by Vulcan Hobby, our sponsor of the pod. Please, please, please show up and let's keep building these in the community, because we can't continue to have a, you know, growing community of Gunpla builders without having these events like this where we can all get together. So help support Vulcan, come through. And if you are, please pre-register online. Please pre-register online. We say that every episode, but now we'll continue to drill that into y'all. Pause. Pre-register online for Plamo 2025. So, enough of last week. You're here with me now. And you know, we start the podcast off with this every time. You know, before we get to what we got, what we're working on, what's new, we always got to take a step back and check on ourselves and check on each other. So, what is going on, y'all? It is the greetings. It is the greetings. So, what did I have going on last week? Oh, first off, me and the missus celebrated her anniversary this past Sunday. She surprised me with tickets to the football game for Seahawks 49ers. If you guys haven't been following along on the pod or you've been under a rock, y'all know I am a San Francisco 49er football fan. And she took me to the game. We got some amazing seats. I got to see the players warm up. Got to see Fred Warner, George Kittle, Trent Williams. So shout out to her for that. It was a great game. 49ers came back and won the game at the last in the last minute and a half. So, whew, that was a very stressful game. But shout out to her. And thank you, everyone, who wishes a happy anniversary with that. Chloe also had basketball tryouts. For you guys that don't know, Chloe is going to the fourth grade. And this past weekend, she tried out with some boys, fifth and sixth graders. She actually got to hold her own against them. And the coach said, hey, I know she's in fourth grade, but I see her talent, and we would like to have her playing on the fifth and sixth grade boys team. So I want you all to give a round of applause to Chloe Jade. First, for, you know, kind of overcoming her nerves. We're all kind of, you know, fourth grade, you kind of figure out your emotions. She was real nervous, and, you know, she didn't know if she wanted to try out. But she, you know, worked up the courage and said, you know what, Dad, I'm going to do it. And, man, I was a proud dad on outside the gym looking in, seeing her hoop the boys. So, like I said, give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause because, you know, you got to empower your kids, man. Empower the youth. It's the only way we keep pushing in life is if we empower the youth, you know, and hold them up. So, shout out to you, Chloe Jade. And other than that, work's been great. I'm just counting down. I am counting down to Plamo. Counting down. We are what? Today, we are 9 days out from flying out. So, work can't go by quick enough. Let me know. Let us know in the comments. What have you guys been dealing with? What have you guys been, you know, what are some wins you guys had this weekend? What are some losses you guys? How do you plan to bounce back? Let us know, because we always like to hear. We always like to check in on you guys, like you guys checking in on us. And like I said, give some good juju to Coop and Austin, as, you know, Austin's moving into his new place and Coop is just needing some relax and relaxation, some rest, relaxation, some R&R. So please send those guys good vibes, checking on them, and tell them CD sent y'all. So that is it for the greetings. Excuse me. There's a lot of talking today at work, so excuse my raspy little voice, but I'm going to push through for y'all. Next up, I think this got to be your guys' favorite part of the show, because I definitely always get a lot of comments. We always see a lot of comments of what you guys are building and breaking down. We'd love to see y'all's hauls, so make sure you guys continue to tag us that, tag us those on Instagram, YouTube, wherever you guys have us on. Please send us. We like to see everything you guys have gotten, everything you've built up and broke down out that backlog. So building and breaking down that backlog, what did you guys get in? What did you pull out? What did you pull out? It was crazy. What did we get in? First, I got a couple things in. I'll go biggest to smallest. I got a Gundam EX marker. Just for some quick detail work on some stuff I'm working on, which we'll be talking about shortly on what's cooking. You can see over my shoulder one of the projects I had finished earlier. The Shining Gundam has had some little more work done to it, so I'll be showing you guys that here in the next segment. But I got this marker here. So I plan to do a little detail work on that with this. A couple other projects I'm working on with the Gundam EX marker. They have a whole line of these. Shout out Heavy Metal Gunpla Jake over there. I know he has almost all of these. He has like some of the special ones for like the Turn-X and stuff. So Turn-X, one of those twos. So shout out to him for that. I also did get in, which they're pretty much gone now. Shout out A to Z Hobby in Texas. They were the first place to have them. This is what's left of them. But these are the Delpy decals for the Shining Gundam. So as you guys can see, I've definitely used a bit of them. So I am waiting for the G reworks to come in, because I gotta have the card, man. Shout out to G reworks, because these cards are collectibles themselves, I feel like. So sometimes I just buy decals just because I want the, you know, I just want the card on it. So whenever new type gets these in, I'll get it, and who knows, maybe down the road I'll build another RG, but right now I'm RG'd out. I am burnt out of RGs. And next up, what else did I get? Oh, I stumbled upon a random card shop. We were out this past weekend kind of celebrating Chloe's tryouts. Excuse me. With that basketball team. And we went out to eat. And my wife, she had seen a card shop selling Pokemon cards. So I was like, hey, I'll drop you off over there. Let me go check out this shop. And maybe, they have some of those elusive Gundam trading cards. So I walked into the shop. Lo and behold, they had some. So I grabbed a couple packs, popped some cards open. So I'll kind of show you guys what I got in the next segment. But I did leave one open, unopened, because I plan to rip the pack live with you guys. I also plan to get some more for Plamo. I'll probably go live down there like we did last year. But I also want to show you guys that they are real. They're out there. And you don't have to play crazy resale. Just kind of look around those old mom and pa shops, kind of hole-in-the-wall shops, and you will be able to find these. So stay tuned. I will rip these later in the show with you guys, and we'll see what we get. So, Gundam trading cards. I see the next one with the G-Quacks on the cover comes out in October. So I'm trying to not... I didn't do Pokemon cards in the recent years. I feel like everyone kind of got back into Pokemon cards. Did those back in the day. I never was really big into sports cards either. But these... the artwork on these cards, I'm like, man, I'm tempted to go buy the whole case. So don't be like me. Stick to your budget, y'all. Stick to your budget when you go in these shops. But next up, I did get a couple kits in. Did I need more kits? You guys know what's behind there. If you guys didn't see what's behind there, just know I crashed out maybe 10, 15 episodes ago and showed you what was behind there. But does it look like I need more kits? No. But did I buy more kits? Yes, because why not? We're Gundam builders here. So shout out Gunpla Style. They were the first to get them in. Now that I see it that they're on pre-order on, or not pre-order, but they're coming soon on new type. I see that I did overpay about $5-$6 for one or two of these. So don't do that. Wait until, they're coming out for $22. But this is the first time this has ever happened that P Bandai kits have been released for a retail store. So I did get a couple of those. I did go ahead and grab the Depth Scythe Hell in the regular non-chromatic box with the color on it. Same cover as the other one. But I decided, hey, kind of needed this. I didn't have this one in P Bandai. And I kind of want to have an unopened box set of just all the wing kits. So I'll probably go around and double back on this one and get it and paint it. But for now, this will stay unopened. The Gundam Death Scythe Hell. One of my... probably my second favorite Gundam wingsuit, the Death Scythe. So had to get this one for the collection. Right above my head right here. I kind of made a custom version of the one from the Endless Waltz, so maybe I'll, give this one kind of the same treatment with the actual Death Scythe. So I got that, and then I also got the Shenlong. For you guys that don't know, yes, I love the Rose and Zulu. That's probably one of my favorite models ever. But the first Gundam I ever saw, the first Gundam to ever put me on, to like get me hooked, was Shenlong. I've always had a love for the Dragon Gundam, not from G Gundam, but this. The Ultron and the Shenlong were probably my favorite mobile suits. Top five mobile suits for me as models, model kits, or just Gundams in general. So, had to have the Shenlong. I have already built one, so this one will stay sealed. And this will just kind of be like a collector's piece. And I do like what Bandai is doing now, putting kind of like the horizontal, vertical, I guess, box on another, so you can kind of decide how you want to display it, like this way or this way. But I'm definitely enjoying this. So I got these two, and then I did get one more, which is the Sand Rock Custom. This one I feel like should have been like $19, because it's damn near the same exact thing, except it comes with the Uzi. So had to have it just because to complete the set. I do, like I said, have another Sand Rock. It's built here with the Endless Waltz color, so that purple. I'm good with that. So this also will be added to the collection and kind of just stored with. I have a whole set of Gundam Wing boxes unopened right here. Those are just like the regular first season ones. So, special part in my heart, Gundam Wing isn't my favorite Gundam series, as you guys know, as Unicorn, but Gundam Wing will forever be cemented, you know, as like, kind of like the what kind of got me into Gundam. And for people that don't believe it, I don't know if I probably have showed this once before, but I have been a Shenlong fan, a Gundam Wing fan for a minty of years, and I have kept this shirt for how am I now? So this is a 23-year-old shirt, 24-year-old shirt. I got this in either kindergarten or first grade, and I've kept it over the years. I definitely need to put this in the shadow box, kind of put it up. I have to build or have to finish my resin Shenlong. So I kind of want to put this in the shadow box with it because that's to pay an homage to, you know, the Gundam that got me into Gundams. Like I always tell you guys, I'll never forget. I had to be like sleeping in my parents' room, and I just woke up to see the attack on Toriton base with Shenlong spraying the dragon head, killing all these Leos. And from that moment on, I was like, I don't know what that is, but I need it. And I remember I got 100% on a spelling bee, and I went to the t-shirt shop at the mall, and I said, Mom, I gotta have that shirt. And here it is to this day. Funny story, my mom actually gave the shirt away once I grew out of it, and I made her go track it back down because I had to have this. So Chloe has even tried to wear it, but I'm like, nah, kid, like this is a piece of history. This is a piece of history. So this is something I will, you know, probably have for the rest of my life. As long as the picture doesn't fade all the way out. So that is my Shenlong shirt. And that is it, I believe, for building and breaking down that backlog. So let us know in the comments down below, what have you guys picked up? Have you guys picked up any of those wing kits? Are you planning to pick up any of those wing kits? I've seen a lot of stuff restocking. I did see, I want to say it was the Dresden? The old Zeon suit from Unicorn. I pumped faith on it, and now it's sold out. So if you guys see it in the wild or know a set that has it, drop the link, hit me on IG, let me know, because I definitely do want to cop that. Payday's coming up. I'm trying to hold off because, like I said, we're going down to Plamo. I know I might see something down there that I want, but I can easily be persuaded. I will just say that. So that's it for building and breaking down the backlog. Like I said, let us know in the comments what you guys get. I love logging into the YouTube and seeing like a paragraph of talk. You know, you guys said each bullet point, what we talked about, what you got. So I love seeing that. Continue doing that. Next up, what's cooking? So any work in progresses in life and projects as far as kits, photos, figures, TV shows, anime, books. I'll tell you now, I haven't read anything in a minute, y'all. I have not had the energy to read. Being back in office has really just kind of like wiped me out as far as when I get home, bro, I'm just trying to chill. Trying to spend time with the family, you know, and just relax. So I haven't been reading too much. I do have a couple books coming out that I want to read in November, which is book 7 of the Sun Eater series by Christopher Rocchio, one of the best sci-fi series. That is the final book in that series, so that comes out obviously November 11th. And then The Will of the Many, which is one of my top 5 reads of last year. The second book of that comes out in November as well, so I might be chilling until then. If you guys have any recommendations, let me know. But I'll probably be relaxed until those come out. And then in the summer of 2026, I believe, finally, the last book of the Red Rising series, which is probably one of my favorite series ever. Red Dot, the 7th book of that series, will be dropping then too. So I definitely plan I definitely have a goal still. I still want to hit at least 50. I believe I'm at like 43, so I still have some time. I didn't start until February, so I still got plenty of time to, not February, January. I still have time to hit my goal, but right now I'm chilling. I'm chilling. I read a little too much from April to June. I read like 12 books, so bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. As far as what I'm cooking on, I'm still working on a Plamo project. Like I was talking about with you guys, all these decals that went to the Shining Gundam. I suppose I could show it. It's still missing the top coat, but all the decals are on there. I do need to go back and panel line the legs. But that is the Shining Gundam. With the decals on, this thing looks pretty sick. And I always go back and forth with myself, like, dog, I'm not building any more or real grades. But something with a painted decaled real grade, it just does it for me. So that's that. You guys will be seeing this down there, not this Saturday, but next, along with the God Gundam, which I didn't show this week, this past week on the episode, but I will show now because I am officially done with the backpack of that, completing the whole kit. And this is the Dark God Gundam or Master God Gundam. The finished backpack on it. Decals. Yeah, man. These are fun builds. A lot of similar pieces because they are pretty much the same kits and internally, but they look really good together. And I don't know. I think this one might end up being my favorite once it's top coated. Like, I really like this, but something about the classic colors on this kind of just hit. Fun fact about this too. All the purples and blues were all custom colors. And this lightest purple on here, I actually mixed in the gun while I was painting. So I had to mix I mixed just enough to paint the whole kit. Paint when I needed to paint, because some of this stuff did chip, you know, just kind of moving it around. And I had a little extra paint of the other colors, so I mixed it in the bigger bottle. But that light color, I kind of just mixed on the fly. So don't mix in the gun. Save a little so you can at least try to like color match down the road. I wish I would have done that because I really like this kind of like light bluish purple on the legs. But yeah, that is the Dark God and the Shining Gundam, which you guys will see at Plamo in about 10 days. So a little more work to do on that. A little more work to do on the base. Let me show you guys this. I did manage to cut the plot plate and get it fitted on to the ring. So y'all can just kind of imagine, you know, once it's painted and have everything else on there, you'll be able to see them have a Gundam fight. So I'm looking forward to that. As far as shows, I'm not watching anything crazy. The Paper, I just started watching that, which is like the Office spinoff. Shout out to my guy Coop. I know Coop loved The Office. I know a lot of people love The Office. It's hilarious. If you have that type of sense of humor, The Paper is pretty funny as well too. So check that out if you guys have. As far as anime, I haven't watched anything in the last week. Read anything either, so let me know what you guys are reading, watching, working on, building. Let us know in the comments. We, like I said, continue to tag us, Calebism. We love all the work that you do, man. We appreciate you tagging us in that new build. Keep killing everything that you touch, bro. So shout out to you, and shout out to everyone else that supports us here on the pod. We appreciate y'all. Keep commenting, keep tagging, keep liking, keep pushing it so we can continue to push more content out to you guys. All right. So we did greetings. We did building and breaking down that backlog. And we even hit what's cooking. For you guys that have been here for a while, you know what's next. What's new? Where we bring in our fourth member of the pod that they don't know, but they have been the fourth member of the pod since damn near the beginning. Shout out to Glumpla Nerd. We'll get his page pulled up here and we'll take a look. I already see some cool stuff on there. All right, let's go down, see where we left off. So I believe we stopped here. As you guys hear Coop on the last episode, he was kind of going crazy for this. He does have the regular Stargazer, this is what it's called, Eternal Glory. But this is the black version, which is, looks pretty sick. You know, it's kind of growing on me. It is kind of growing on me. Will I get it? Probably not. I don't know. We'll see. It's a dope looking kit, man. It's a dope looking kit. A lot of people are saying that this is a copy of a Sea and Glory star, copy of a Glory's Stargazer in different colors. I don't know if this is a different company. That'd be crazy if it was. I hope it's just the same company that's been renamed. Because a copy of a copy is hilarious. But this kit looks sick in this colorway. It comes with two different inner frames. You can go gold or you can go kind of red with clear parts. I like the red with the clear. Let me know what you guys think. I definitely like the red and the clear. But you guys heard it last week, man. Coop was definitely thrilled to see this. And he's been on third-party kick, y'all. Coop has gone to the third-party side, man. And it all goes back to that lovely conversation we had probably, was it a year ago? The face of the franchise. That all goes back to the Solomon being a game changer. Because it changed the game for Coop. We didn't talk about third-party kits like that before that. And I think that kind of put third-party on the map for him. He will never admit to it, but you guys heard it here first. That was a game changer because I think it kind of kick-started this kit. Because I haven't seen Coop really get too many Bandai kits as of late. He has been kind of eating up these third-party kits, man. So make sure you guys tell him that he's a third-party warrior now. He is a third-party warrior now. Let's see here. What else we got? Next up, we have the P Bandai Nike Air Jordan 1 High Shadows and the Reverse Shadow Model Kits. This is kind of sick that Bandai is kind of making get into the shoe game. I did not get these. I'm a big fan of 1s. I am a huge fan of 1s. I do have a bunch of pairs, same with the misses, but maybe if they come back out, I'll grab them. I think the price was like 100 and something bucks, 180 bucks, and I thought that was just, that was pretty nuts for a pair of sneakers, you know, for sneaker model kits. And it doesn't even look like it comes with that much plastic, so the price is kind of taxing. I could damn near buy my own pair of shoes with that, so. If they cut the price in half, maybe I'd consider it. But for the current price tag, I'm passing on that, man. But yeah, 100, not 180, but at least 100 plus. So I'm good on that. That's, you know, two or three high grades, some decals, some paint. I'm good on those. But I do got to see someone paint them. I better see some bread colorways. I better see some royal colorways. What the ones, like, you guys that got them better go crazy. That's all I know. Y'all better go crazy. Next up, we got this surprise release. This is the P Bandai RE100 XM02 DN guy. This is from F90. This is from the F90 movie. F91 movie. Surprising, this reminds me of a Scope Dog, and I think that's why I like it. Me and Cooper kind of having a debate that this line, the RE100 line, was dead. So to see them kind of pull this out It's kind of sick. It's probably going to be super hollow. I see a huge seam line on the thigh that maybe isn't a seam line, but it looks like one. I'm not going to lie to you, for this price, 30,000, 3,000 yen, which is probably like 30 bucks, maybe a little more with the tariffs and stuff. I might cop this. It took me the longest to figure out what was the difference in this picture. I think it's just the red top here and the gray here. Hold on. My fault. Shout out to my people over on Spotify land for tuning in weekly. I am currently on our fourth member's YouTube, Gunpla Nerd. We're looking at the P-Bandit RE1100 DN guy. I'm from F91. This is a sick looking kit. Comes in gray and green. Some red highlights with some blue feet. I've already seen some cool colorways of this. I've seen like a red and pink one, a black and purple. So we're definitely expecting people to get a little wild on these. I know I am. I mean, for this price tag, this is not bad at all. So I definitely plan to pick this up. Maybe even paint it like a scoped up. Next up, we have a reissue here, the P-Bandit RE100 Vignagia from the same show. If y'all didn't know, I believe if someone put it on YouTube, you can watch the director's cut, which looks 100 times better than their initial release. I think Austin grabbed this, but this is like the special coating extra finish. But I believe Austin did grab just the regular version of this. This is a hard pass. Don't like it. Here it is posed with the base for the F91 with the funnels coming out the rose. F91 is a cool looking master grade. I kind of want to build it. It's one of the smaller ones. All the late UC master grades all seem to be pretty small. And that's fine with me because I definitely like to build master grades with less part counts. So I could definitely see myself building the F91, but we were talking about that Vignagia, and I am passing hard on that. That's not my cup of tea. Now we have some P-Bandai Tamashii Nation Robot Tamashii Side AB Belvin. Don't know what this is, where it's from, or Battler. Could have left that there. Some more shots of the internal darkness. You got the internal glory and internal darkness. I like it with these red effects on it. It's kind of sick. My question is, does it come with the same effect parts as it, or is it just this one? So one cop in, let me know if we just get this one big red effect part. Yeah. All right. Next up here, we have the Takara Tomy Toy Rise Legos Omega, which clearly looks like it's from Macross, also known as Robotech here in the States. This is a cool looking model. It does transform, so no parts formation with this. This looks sick, but make it the actual Macross kits. Make it actual Macross. And if Coop was here, he would be hollering because this kit has so many peg holes. So, we know Coop's not getting this. Austin, I can see getting it. But Coop, hard pass for your boy Coop. And I am also out on it as well. What do you guys think about? Let me know in the comments. What do you guys think about this? Maybe Cobra Paw. Shout out Cobra Paw. Couldn't make it down to Palma this year, but I think he is going to SCGMA, South California Gundam, Becca, whatever that's called. But he is going to that. So if you guys are going to California in November for SCGMA or SGCMA or whatever it's called, make sure you guys tap in with Cobra Plaw. Up next, we have the Bandai Tamashii Nation's Model Robot, Metal Robots, Side MS RX-93. High new Gundam. Is someone in Watson's Grows? I wonder if he'll get it. Probably not, but maybe. Here is the cover. Box art cover for the Supreme Evolution Dark Eclipse. project, which looks just like the Glory, but sick still. Sick nonetheless. Here's the high new pose in store. All right. Next up, we have new images of the Jiang Yu Studio 144 CN001 Annihilate coming in quarter three of 2025 for 69 Chinese yuan. At first, from this angle, people on Spotify, it looks like a red frame astray. You guys tell me what you think. It looks just like a red frame astray mixed with a little IBO, mixed with a little broken blade. Yeah, I like the comment someone said. Model design looks like an elite rank soldier. Definitely. This just looks like a mech. What do we call GM's general mechs? And this is what this looks like. I'm good on this. Let's see what else we got here. All right, now we got some 30 Minute Sisters here. The Idolmaster skin color Mei Aizumi. Coming out September 13th for 4,180 yen, $42 or something like that. This is not my lane, folks. I do have one or two girl kits, but I don't mess with these. I don't know if Austin's going to get them. He might take it like maybe for the head sculpt or the hair, but other than that, I think he doesn't tend to lean toward these either. They also have the Alpha Sister Phantom 2, which just comes with sides. Yeah, so this comes with some hands, looks like a dress. Nothing particularly screams out by me. Like I said, maybe Austin will get this. All right, and now we also have a 30 Minute Missions Idolmaster Miki Hoshi 20th anniversary UNI. So it looks like maybe she might come with a mic and then some little cute anime girl poses. Hard pass on that. Next up, we have the Kotobukiya Variable Infinity Overed Scale Schneider Nactrider. Don't give me the line, folks. I can't pronounce these words. Still Haze coming December 25th for 17,050 yen. I definitely like Kotobukiya version of these kits because they look so much bigger and more detailed versus the Bandai ones. If I were to build an Armor Core kit, I would definitely want it to be a little bigger. So this one looks like it could dwarf the high grade. So just talking about another hobby festival in Singapore. And what I was most excited for when I woke up, these are new fresh images of the Bandai 30 Minute Fantasy Uriah Shinden Samurai Troopers, aka Ronin Warriors. This is the I think this came on Toonami back in the day. This is Ronin Warriors. If you didn't grow up and watching Ronin Warriors, you missed out. This is one of the most classic mech to armor series. Not mech, but you know, kind of armor series. I used to love running home from school to watch this. We used to have the little models that you get from the store where you kind of snap the armor on. I loved Ronin Warriors. Shout out to me. I did call this, however, about, you know, 4 or 5 months ago before this was announced. I kind of said that we would kind of need, let's get some 30-minute figures of the Ronin Warriors. 2 weeks later, the show gets announced. A couple months later, now we have the first look at the toys. I thought they were going to be a little more detailed. I don't like the kind of bare shoulders on it. I also don't really like the size of the swords from the back too. I'm kind of just nitpicking. I hope it comes with a closed faceplate, but it just kind of looks void of detail. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Character comes with a couple head sculpts. He looks like he might be kind of like an Ashta character from Black Clover, kind of like funny, goofy, but fight. So I look forward to this anime. I believe it comes out sometime early 2026. So if you're a Ronin Warrior fan, look out for that. And I did see that they posted a picture, a clip of the rest of the members too. And they took some artistic liberties versus from what the show used to look like. So bear with me on this. And some incoming images that just dropped. We had the P Bandai FW Gundam Converge, Lala's mobile armor, which we seen in the last episode of G-Quacks, or her floating in that. So this is just a Converge figure, not a full kit, but it looks pretty sick. Looks sick. I'm gonna love the field funnels. I love they can be stored in there as well and just come about whenever. So I'm good. Pass, but this looks pretty sick for anyone that's getting it. And that is it for what's new. That is it for what's new. So let me know in the comments what you guys saw that you liked. Let me know what you guys saw that you might get, what you didn't like, and any predictions of what's coming next. I always like to hear predictions, you know. What is the next Verkar after we get this 0.5 Verkar, you know? Will Bandai deep dive and pull another show out the vault? Who knows? But until then, let's hold that thought. Hold that thought. This is where we kind of take a step back from the everyday, the Gunpla, the Gundams, and everything else. Kind of just take a sit back and relax and talk other things going on in the world right now. Like I said, sports, football season is back in full effect. My team won, the 49ers won. Shout out to Gucci Gunpla. I'm sorry, but the Bears, they laid an egg last night against the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Cowboys lost to the Eagles, so I know my guy Coop's happy as hell. And the Cardinals got a win on Sunday too, so shout out to my guy Austin. He's the resident Cardinals fan here on the podcast. Other than that, though, what is going on in the news? Honestly, just a lot of sad stuff. Rest in peace to that young Ukrainian woman that was brutally stabbed on the bus. Never like to see that. To all my, I don't know if we have too many women subscribers and listeners out there, but be safe. And even to the men, too. You never know what's going to happen or what's going on. So make sure you guys keep your head on the swivel. Don't be too locked in your phone and kind of focus on your surroundings, because like I said, you never know when someone can sneak up and do something to you. So stay diligent. I'm trying to think of anything else. So that is it for Hold That Thought. Let us know anything that's crazy going on in your neighborhood or anything that you might know that would be good to share for Hold That Thought. We would love to hear it. All right, so next up, we haven't done this in a while, but since my dog is taking a trip down to Palma with us, I figured we would take a little time to talk about him. And then I promise we'll get to something cool at the end. But we're going to do a quick Creator's Corner, because I want to talk about my homie, a friend of the pod. We're going to be looking at Ricky Luce. So shout out to Ricky. He's been a friend of the pod for a while now. It's a pleasure to get to meet him in person. And now we exchange paint tips, build tips, life tips. And he's just a great dude. So I wanted to show some of his work, because he will be coming down to Plamo. He's up here with me in Washington State. We'll be flying down there and hanging out. So why not bring some tips out here. So this is my guy Ricky Glue's page here. Very first thing I want to take a look at is this beautiful Nightingale, which might be making an appearance at Plamo. This is a very gloss, very shiny, very beautiful, well done kit. As you can see, the decals are laid very well. And this boy is huge. Put his foot into this, man. I want to say we were at our IPMS show in the spring, and he had seen some kit. And he was like, man, I would love to do this on this. on the Nightingale. And I was like, damn, bro, you should. And I want to say it was just regular char colors. And the next thing I know, it went from char colors to the glossy colors. And this is one hell of a build. Come down to Plamo, you will be able to see this candy finished build on the table. Next up, something I got to also see in person. Look at this vintage Nissan Skyline he did here. This has a third part. I don't want to say third party, but this has a body kit on it. Did some great work with the paint and a bunch of decals. And seeing this up close in person doesn't do this justice, because the amount of detail work he did on this is nuts. And let's talk, folks. What do you guys think? I think Ricky Glues is a cold name. He deals with a lot of glue and he doesn't like it that much, but I think that has a sweet ring to it. And I told him he could have so many dope logos. So let me know in the comments what you guys think about Ricky Glues' name, if he should change it. Because I think Ricky Glues is sick. So he's also had finished up a Space Zaku from GQX. I had to get an extra one, so I ended up giving it to him, and he kind of went the RoboCop-esque way on this, and this thing looks amazing. Another gloss, another shiny kit. He does these gloss kits really well. I think since he's builds a lot of car models, I think that's one skill that he has. Like, you know, he knows how to paint well, and he definitely comes through on his models here. So this is that Space Zaku. Someone should have tagged him in back shots. He could have posted this. Pause. Like I said, last week he gave me some of the GX black and white, which is pretty sick, and some clear. This is also one of my favorite cars that he did. This is a Honda Coupe. All that red lining around the car was done with masking and painting himself. He said he had a decal for it, but I was like, nah, bro, you don't have to paint that yourself. And he locked in and he killed it. I'm trying to convince him to bring some of his car stuff down, but it might just be Gundam. So you guys can just admire some of his car work here. But Ricky is a awesome dude, super responsive. If you have questions, let him know. But he is a dog in his painting stuff, man. He is a dog in his painting stuff. So check some of his work out here. This is the aerial here. I believe this might also make an appearance at Plamo, but we'll see. I'm lining up with the light show. And the color scheme, man, I couldn't figure out for the life of me what was it for. And he gave me a hint. And I was like, I see it. I'll give you guys a hint to think NBA. Think NBA when you look at that next. Oh my God, look at it next to the new. It is just towering over it. That shit is crazy, man. And that's my dog, Ricky Glues, man. Shout out to him for coming down, hanging out with me and Coop. All three of us will be at Plamo next week. So if you're not familiar with his game, check out his page and shoot him a DM, man. Just tell him, like, hey, found your page. Dope work. Tell him the Undergate sent you, though. Gotta have that. All right. And that was just a quick shout out to my guy, Ricky Glues, for Creator's Corner. We got to get back to that. Once the full pod is fully here again, we'll go back to Creator's Corner. We also have some emails from you guys in our email that we're kind of waiting for everyone to get back on and kind of do together. But that is that. Let me see what else I want to talk about here. I know exactly. Forgot what I promised y'all. Let's just sit back and chill. Let's talk some cards. And let's rip a pack. So let's chill with CD. Let's chill with me. All right. So in the first, I believe I got four packs. I don't have any sleeves yet. I'm not in this card game thing for real. So put it in a Ziploc bag and I will show you some of the pulls, some of the hollows I got. And then we'll open one and we'll call it a day. So let's take a look. So the very first card, I've seen a lot of people said they wanted. This is actually pulled my first booster pack. But that is the Kassatria. Beautiful card. Definitely my favorite by far. Next, we got the Shamblo. And I got two of Char's Zaku 2s. Zaku 2. I'm tired, y'all. Zaku 2s. After that, as far as a holo, I got a dual Gundam. And that was it. And then I kind of just breezed through the rest of the ones I got here. I got General Bright here. Jagen. Stark Jagen. Zeon Remnants, which I really like. Because, you know, that's probably one of my favorite episodes from Unicorn. Because, you know, what's in that? The Zzulu. Most slept on Zeon suit ever. Shout out to Zeon for creating that. But we need a restock. I have this unit token, which is the Char Zaku 2 here. Push for the push to victory or defeat. This is going to Coop. Put the wing on there. This is the Argama from Unicorn. Rickdom. Strategic Arms. I don't know, bro. That's what this is. I don't even know how to play the card game. I just like the cards. This is Kigali Skygrifer. Rudy Martinez. Stealth Stargym. Huh. Attack on Torrington Base. Lit. I didn't even know the card said that. I gotta keep that to the side. And then we have Mining Asteroid Palo. Which is the RX Shooting. Gizek Jewel from Seed. Zex's Leo. The Desert Tiger. Kusanagi. Benandra Lynx. Giradoga. Chang Wufei, my dog, shout out Wing. Bilarant Custom. Mid-air Modifications. MF1 Astray. We got Pisces. This is the 13th Tactical Testing Sector. An Anksha. A G-Sky Easy. A Deep. This is Rashid's Orders. And then a couple more cards left. Another Kigali Skygrasper. And then some recourse cards of the Aerial and the RX-78. So those were the cards I pulled. I'm going to open up a couple decks on... Was that Saturday? Open a couple decks on Saturday. So those were what I got then. And like I said, I saved the best for last. I did save a pack that I want to open with you guys, so... While we're chilling here, we will open a pack. Yes, I know. I need sleeves. But one day. All right, y'all. Moment y'all have been waiting for. We're going to open them together. This is the Gundam Card Game New Type Rising Pack. Let's see what we pulled here. Got a little pull tab over here. All right, we're going to open them together so you get the live reaction. Zaku Mariner. Ghouls Delanza from Witch of Mercury. Another Ashka. Got a ball. We got a Naval Bombardment. It's the Strike Gundam. G Fighter. A show of Resolve from Unicorn. This is Benandra Lynx. Ghoul Jaturk from Witch of Mercury. Give me something good. I got a Lagoi from Seed. I have this kid in Transforms too. It's pretty sick for high grade. Alright, what do we got here? okay. We got a it's pretty sick, a little Buster Gundam. Anyway, which of Mercury Aerial resource card? So best pool by far. Yeah, stay tuned. Like I said, I plan to get some more on the trip. And I plan to rip some packs down there at Plama. So if you guys are watching the YouTube, make sure you guys join in, comment, and maybe you can win some of these cards too. Maybe I'll give away a pack. So make sure you're watching that live stream next week. And that is going to be it for me, folks. I'm tired. I'm beat. I've had a long day. And I'm ready to call it a day. So, in the meantime, when you need to buy your model kits, buy them from Vulcan. Use code UNDERGATE10, THEUNDERGATE10 to get 10% off directly with your order at VulcanHobby.com. Don't forget that code, and that's the UNDERGATED10 to get model kits, man. To get these model kits that we don't need, but we do need, Don't let anyone tell you that you don't need them. Get these model kits. And once you get these model kits, go ahead and get your paint from SMS. Use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with SMS as they bring you lacquer-based paints that are ready to spray and go and do their job. Sometimes. Shop SMS. Use code Chloe's Dad 10. And finally, don't forget to use your gun primer products. Like Coop says, they have the grinder, the grinder, the razor, and everything else in between. Use code COOP10 to get 10% off directly with them at gunpowder.com. Save some bread on the tools, save some bread on the paint, and you can put that money back into the cards. Use that. Until next time, folks, I promise you won't be as tired or as beat, and hopefully the whole team will be here. This might be the last episode till Palmo. We'll see. Next week doesn't look too bad, but you know, weather changes at the drop of a hat. So stay tuned until next week. Like I said, it'll be our final episode until Plamo. And we might take a week or two off after Plamo just to look at all the data we got and edit some clips. And then we'll put something together for you guys to drop, whether that be a vlog from Coop, a vlog from me, a vlog from both of us, and then a crap ton of photos from the show. You guys don't want to miss out. So make sure you guys are checking in with your loved ones. I'm telling you, I love yous, and we'll see you soon instead of goodbyes. Yeah, that's it. Make sure you're drinking your water or your zero soda. That's like my new fix, man. Zero sugar soda. I love that shit. So eat your rice, eat your eggs, save some money, take a vacation. That's my big thing to tell you in 2025. Save some money and take a vacation. Other than that, that's it for me. I'm about to pass out. I'm your boy CD, Chloe's Dad, one third of the Undergated Podcast, signing out. See y'all next Tuesday.